Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk radio. Give it some lip.
Today's show is going to be awesome, right? I know it already. I feel the vibe. I'm back in the room. Sounding croaky, I'm on the other side of the cold. I'm back in the room. Went to a swimming pool today that I've not been to since I was about 14.
How was it? Wet?
I didn't go for a swim. I went for a steam, so it was hot. But get this!
I'm getting this! All right.
Wasn't allowed to go into the pool until 11 because there was a women's group on and they had the blinds down. They had the blinds down. And I didn't realise the blinds were down to stop blokes looking in. Because I'd not been there for about 30 years, I was looking through the blinds to see...
You are a peeping Tom.
Yeah, well, I wasn't aroused. Well. So today's show's going to be a doozy. On this podcast, you may or may not hear about me being raided by the police today.
They'll hear about it.
That happened. Stephen Murdoch, formerly of ISO Solutions, computer expert, is coming on. Just because, and some people go, oh, it's a bit boring. It's a bit. Just because we've had 5 weeks or so of nothing, and that's been fun. I've enjoyed that. Like the Seinfeld show was about nothing, a show about nothing. And we've enjoyed that. And I just felt last week it was kind of, we'd reached the end of getting away with nothing.
We'd used up all the nothing.
I think so. I think so. There's only so much you can do. We may go back to nothing at some point, you know, that's fine, but you can't do it. 5 days a week is too much. So we're going to start introducing features. So tonight we've got Stephen Murdoch on, who I used to work with years ago, and he'll be taking calls about tech and gadget and stuff like that, computers. We've got the Angels lady.
Yeah, Melissa Kitto from communicatewithangels.com.
And just some great old bants.
Like this.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Young doctor, you have to go on strike. I said, young doctor, if there's something you don't like, the British people want the doctors to give this government a beating because the health secretary refused to grant them even one meeting. I remember when I did a shift in an A&E last year. I looked up at the doctors and said, I hope my policy is clear. Keeping people fit isn't really the idea. It's called privatisation, and I want that to happen here. My NHS, there's underfunding in my NHS. Doctors should be working less, not more. But I ignore opposition to the contract imposition. Running down the NHS is one of my successes. My NHS. I'm not telling the truth about my NHS. Yes, I seek to trick the public. But I'll tell you, if you didn't know before, nightmare. Health Secretary is what NHS stands for.
A satire. That's called satire. There's Cassette Boy and Jeremy Hunt. If you were listening on Periscope, you would have heard the swear in there. I dumped it, although I probably could have got away with it. It don't matter. Evening, this is Ian Lee, Talk Radio. If you want to give us a call, now's a good time to do it. We've got... Listen, we've coasted the first 5 weeks. I'm all out of breath. I'm terribly unfit at the moment. I'm on the other side of the cold, but I'm still struggling to breathe a little bit. But I'm still struggling to breathe a little bit. No idea what's happened here. Right. We've coasted the first 5 weeks or so with no content, and that's fine, and it's worked. But I just kind of thought last week it was sort of running its course a little bit. So we're going to start introducing features. And I was reminded last night when a young lady called in of someone I used to work with years and years ago, a computer and gadgets expert called Stephen Murdoch. Now, he used to work at ISO Solutions, and he used to come in on when I was at LBC and at Absolute. Had a little bit of bad luck in his life, but I was reminded yesterday, and I got in touch, managed to track down Stephen Murdoch today, so he's coming on the show for the first half an hour of the programme. If you've got any questions about computers, gadgets, you can't get your... look how old I am, I was going to say you can't get your video to record. Anything like that, he will be able to sort it out. The man is a genius. 0844 499 1000, we'll call you back. Stephen joins me on the line now. Good evening, Stephen.
Hello there. Hello, great to speak to you after all this time.
It is great, and I know you don't want to dwell too much on what's happened, but for those people that, I mean, we probably spoke on air 5 years ago.
That's right, yes. I used to come into LBC. I don't know for any of your old any of your old listeners who might remember me from those days.
Well, we had someone yesterday who actually had a problem with one of the things you recommended. That's fine.
Oh dear.
Yes, that's fine. Thanks for coming on. We got you for the whole first half hour, which is great.
Okay.
Sorry?
Okay, I don't know if I can stay all that. No, I'll do my best. You know, I'll do my best to help.
We've got the Angels lady coming up at 10:30 to talk about angels.
What's that, an angel lady?
Where have you? What's just very, in a sentence, Stephen, if you can summarise the last 5 years?
Oh, well, I left ISO. I work for a Japanese company now. I'd rather not say which one. I keep myself very much involved with technology, where things are going, computing.
You've been to prison, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I don't like to mention that too much, but yes, and I'm all right. I'm fine now. So,
and this is
we've moved on. We've moved on.
Stalking.
Well,
would you call it stalking?
That's not quite what it was. I was not found guilty of that. Harassment is not the same as stalking.
Okay. Okay.
I would like, you know, I probably should set that clear. I want to set that record clear right at the start. No, it's quite an important thing, but
okay, well,
no, it was not.
Let's talk about the apple.
Can I just say it's kind of quite important that
okay.
it was harassment. No, it's very important. It was harassment.
Okay. I'm going to let you do it. You've just gone from not wanting to talk about it. I just thought that maybe you'd want to talk to us about Apple and the bad luck that Apple is having.
Right. Before we get into the Apple thing, which I was quite happy to talk about, I just wanted to set the record straight. It was harassment. It wasn't anything violent, and it wasn't actually, strictly speaking, stalking. With quite a well-known pop personality. Well, that's well documented.
It was in the press. Apple have had, they've lost $40 billion, of their worth. They're down, Apple shares are down 8%. Where's it gone wrong for what was an unstoppable tech company?
Right, well, Apple, as you see, I've had the figure at 8 billion myself. I thought it was 8.5 billion pounds. Compared with this time last year, and the shares have fallen quite right.
8%, yeah. And it's down $40 billion. So it's five times more than you think.
I don't work for Apple, so I know those figures. The figures are just ones I picked up from the industry. Okay, so Apple. Shall I continue? Right. So Apple, I mean, basically what the chances for Apple, I think really, let's face it, they're not dynamic. They release something twice a year. They're a long way from the breadline, let's put it that way. They're reported to have, you know, $20 billion in offshore reserves alone. I think what the future for Apple is, there's a number, a lot of people believe that...
Where's it gone wrong for Apple, Stephen?
Right, well, as I was saying, Ian, that they only release something twice a year. They need to come out with more stuff, more inventions. There's all sorts of things they could be doing. Health tracking advice is very, very big for them. The Apple Car is something.
Well, they do...
iPhone SE.
The argument I heard from... well, there's a guy called Fevzi, the gadget detective, on another station.
Right.
Was that there's only so many iPhones you can sell, and they've saturated the market. Would you agree with Fevzi?
Well, yes, I think that... I know him, actually, and I do often agree with what he says. What I think they need to do is get more into the virtual reality. I've just come back from the Stoke and Trent computer fair. They were showing off a virtual reality. I actually had to go on Lucy, which sounds rude until I tell you she's a 1.6 bot. She's got a nice bot. Unfortunately, it's made of titanium steel. It's a robot. I've made that joke to all the guys and they laughed there. There's robots. That's the sort of thing they get into virtual reality where you can.
No, I totally disagree with sex with a robot.
It's a clip. Sorry? I've got. It's just a clip I've got there that fits in with what you were saying. Sorry, I'll play again.
I missed that. Sorry.
I'll play again.
No, I totally disagree with sex with a robot.
It's a clip I've got.
So is there someone in the, you've got someone in there? Is that Fez?
No, I've got...
Is Fezzy in there?
No, not Fezzy.
No, I totally disagree with sex.
It's a recording. It's an app on my computer. You've probably heard of it, Soundboard, and I've just got lots of things triggered on there.
Right, okay.
Will Guyot, who's another computer guy who's excellent, was saying that this is not going to be a massive problem for Apple, that they will be able to turn this around.
Right, OK. Well, perhaps you get him and Fezzy on.
Yeah, well, maybe next time we will.
More, you seem to be more interested in quoting them and accusing me of things that I haven't done, but never mind.
Rory's on the line. Good evening, Rory.
Oh, hello, Ian. How are you?
Good, thank you. You're through to Stephen Murdoch. What's your computer gadget or technical problem?
It's the LBC podcast app. I installed it, and it cost quite a lot of money, and the podcasts are not of very good quality. They keep mentioning the EU and stuff like that, and then sometimes they just don't work. But the Talk Radio one's much better. Also, the Talk Radio app can't...
If we can get to the question, please, Roy, because there's loads of calls.
I can't really answer questions about something the LBC podcast. I don't really, with all due respect, I don't really have any say on that.
All right. The Talk Radio app. I tried to install it on my iPod, and it wouldn't go on my iPod.
So, what's the question, please, Rory? If we can get to the question.
Which kind of the question?
The question is
just get to the question, please, Rory. We've got big queue people that want to talk.
Okay. The question is
yes.
The question is where am I going to get a computer?
Where is Rory going to get a computer? That was the question.
What's that got to do with downloading a podcast?
Where would he get a computer?
Well, a computer shop. PC World.
It? Rory, does that answer your question?
Yes, that's amazing.
Thank you very much indeed. Let's go.
Ridiculous.
Hang on a second. Sorry, Stephen.
Held responsible for podcasts not downloaded.
Let's go to Kyle. Yes, Kyle, you're through to Stephen Murdoch.
Oh, hi, Ian. Hi, Stephen. I just wondered what Stephen made of Google Cardboard and the 3D virtual reality.
Oh, this is actually ridiculous. Are you...
Carl,
yeah, is that... Go on, sorry, Ian.
I'm really sorry, Stephen. This was not... Right, he's gone. 08444991000. Let's try Leon. Leon, you're through to Stephen Murdoch. What's your question,
Google
please?
Google Cardboard. What's that when it's at home?
Yeah, hello. I called last night. Stephen gave some advice on the radio on a previous show that you had.
No, it was a... Were you the girl that called last night?
Yeah, I called last night.
It was a girl.
He gave advice on how to water cool a PC from an air cool system. And it involved...
Water cool an L... What is it?
Water call the PC.
I don't know what you're talking about. Water call the PC. What's that?
Well, you give the advice.
Well, I don't know what you... A water call the PC. I've never heard of that. Ian, I'm not being... I can't stay here for half an hour.
No, you're not going to
have Jorkins on the line.
No, don't let him run away from me, Ian.
No, hang on a minute. I think there may be a problem with the line. Stephen, no. He's talking about a water...
Cooled.
PC. So the water cools the PC.
I had temperature problems. My PC was heating up.
All right,
Leon, just
calm down ever so slightly if you
would.
Sorry,
Ian, sorry.
Right, there's something... if I get you right, you come on here, you've got a PC, I understand, and it's overheating. And you've come on, you've phoned up Ian Scholl, and then you've asked me, you want to cool it down, presumably. It's overheating, it's malfunctioning as a result of the temperature.
Exactly,
and you've come on here, and you've suggested to me that there's something that is cooled by water that's running
around.
Is that what you're saying?
No, you advised people to place water inside the case of the
Absolute
PC.
Absolute nonsense.
Well, I mean...
Absolute nonsense. Do you want me to... I've come on here in good faith, Ian. I don't really have time.
Let's just try let's just try another one.
Here. You've accused me of all sorts.
Well, you did serve... You served three years in prison for stalking Charlene Spiteri. Neil's on the line. Neil.
How dare you.
Hello.
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 Hello. Ian.
You're through to Stephen Murdoch. What's your question, please?
Hello. Yeah, basically, I've got a question about canals. I was wondering, I like pole fishing on canals.
If there was any
computer technology that I can use to aid my fishing, pole fishing on a canal.
Are there any apps?
That's ridiculous.
Any apps, Stephen, to aid... well, there are some apps that will aid your pole, but that will aid pole fishing for Neil.
On canals.
Right, I've got an app for you. I've got an app where you can put together your pole and shove it where the sun don't shine.
That's not very nice. I mean, I'm
going to go in a minute.
The radio presenter, formerly of WM in the Black Country, where there are a lot of canals and a lot of canal fishers.
And you want to what? An app that does what?
Well, I wondered if there was any technology that would aid my fishing, basically. But just a simple question, you know, quite innocent, really.
Right,
you know,
okay.
I'm not an offensive Wednesday night warrior.
Right, well, no doubt there are some apps that will tell
it's
you
not
the
best Charlene Spiteri you're talking to, Stephen, so a bit of respect.
She gave me that, come on. Singing, dancing all over the place. I heard the most of
it. I'd rather talk to Ian anyway, if I'm quite honest.
Right, when you speak to Ian then, I'm going.
Oh, you hang up then, Matt, pal. Go on, hang yourself up.
Right, thank you, goodbye.
Ta-da.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, it still sounds rubbish. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. Andrew's on the line. Yes, Andrew?
Hiya. Yeah, just ringing up about angels.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we saw one once. It was my birthday, and we'd gone to the park. We were only about 16, 17, but we'd got someone to get some beard, you know, like you do. And there were, like, me, my girlfriend, my mate and his girlfriend, and then we, like, let this other lad from college come along. Like, it were a bit simple, but it were funny. So we were there having a drink, and then this woman walks through trees in, like, this white gown, like, these little white shoes on.
Yeah.
And she sits down, and, like, Darren is, like, he talks like this, and he's like, let her have a beer. So I'm like, all right.
Was Darren played by Harvey Keitel in those adverts?
Yeah, that's who it is, yeah.
Makes sense. yeah.
And anyway, so being grown-ups, we decided we were going to play hide-and-seek. So Darren and this random girl, this angel, who we thought were an angel, they were going to find us, but they never come to find us, and we come back and, you know, Darren were there kissing her. I'm like, ooh.
Darren was kissing an angel?
Yeah. So we did a grown-up thing and threw stones at him.
Yeah, of course.
Stop him, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we decided we'd leave the park, and then this police car pulls up. It turns out she wasn't an angel. She'd escaped from local mental institution. Yeah. But for a brief drunken moment, we thought it were an angel, because...
Why would you think it was an... Why would you think that this poor soul was an angel?
Because she was just so weird. And she liked Darren.
Well, yeah, I suppose that would be the thing... And I'm guessing, as responsible, worldly wise teenagers, you rip the whatever out of Darren for copping off with a lunatic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
When police woman like called her over, and she like shouted, as you know, she's escaped from, you know, local mental institute, and then she went, "Who's been giving him alcohol?" Darren went, "Andy, drop me right in it."
Good mate, Darren. I don't like this guy already. He deserves everything he gets.
Yeah. Idiot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's closest I've come, but I think it, you know, frankly, it's all a load of rubbish.
So, just to clarify, Andrew, the closest you've come to an angel is when your simple, drunk, teenage friend copped off with an escapee from a lunatic asylum.
Yeah.
Brilliant call. Thank you very much indeed. There you go, you see. That's how it works, dear listener. 0844-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home. Until tomorrow, you know I'm free to roam.
So, I was in bed asleep and I'd taken a very powerful sleeping draught, as I often do, to help me sleep. A very powerful narcotic, which was effective immediately. And so I'm fast asleep. And I kind of woke up roughly about 7:45 and I heard the kids going to school. I heard shouting and the kids going to school. And then I fell asleep again. And then a bit later, I don't know how much later, I heard some more shouting. I thought, the kids are back. Nothing too unusual about that, because my youngest didn't go to school. Eldest came back from school yesterday because he wasn't very well. I thought, he's not well again. He's come back. But it's quite an impassioned shout. And then I kind of drifted off. And then there was my bedroom door was kicked open, right? And I'm in bed and I open my eyes. Groggy, a chemical grogginess from the sleeping draught. And this woman, and she was a big woman, right, came in shouting with a big long stick, waving a stick. And she was shouting, "Who are you? What are you doing in that bed? Get out of that bed!" I thought, flipping heck. 0844-499-1000. Gideon, stay there. Come to you in a second. What? I went, what? And then another woman came in, right, with another telescopic baton, right? This is absolutely true story. And they both went, "Who are you? What are you doing in here?" I'm thinking, flipping heck, did I take such a powerful narcotic that I've fallen asleep in someone else's house? Honestly, I was completely lost. First of all, I thought it was a dream. Then, there's the phone number. Phone call. First of all, I thought it was a dream. Then I thought I was in someone else's house. And then I thought, sweet Lord, I'm going to be robbed. We'll get Kath in for that as well. I'm going to be robbed. This is it. This is how I die. Is two women beating me to death. Make your own jokes. And then I saw they were wearing police uniforms. And it took me about 30 seconds, 30 seconds to see that they were wearing police uniforms, right? So I didn't really notice it. And they went, "Who are you? Come on, tell us, who are you?" And I, in my panic and in my sleepy haze, I gave the wrong name. I gave the wrong name, Gideon.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, finally, after you've just dribbled all that nonsense. Finally said hello to me.
I'm telling the story.
Wasn't even going anywhere, Ian. You know that. You needed a local person to come in and say, "Ian, that's going nowhere." Talk to some random dude,
right,
who's wrecked up, and he can alleviate your boredom.
Two things. Three things. First thing, shut up. Second thing, why have you changed your name from Neil to Gideon? Third thing, this actually happened, and not all stories have to go somewhere.
Yes, my name is Neil, but I changed my name to Gideon purely for the fact that I like politics. And I chose Gideon. I'll let you talk. Tell the Talk Radio Nation or listenership what the Gideon means in politics.
Shall I tell people why you changed your name to Gideon?
Well, I wanted to get through, that's why.
No, shall I tell you why you changed it? Shall I tell people why you changed your name to Gideon?
It's George Osborne's real name.
I was going to say it's because you're a dick, but it doesn't matter. Either of those answers would be correct.
I am a dick, but
right.
It's fine. I'm not going to go into any more swear words or slagging matches or nothing like that. Honestly,
right.
What I wanted to talk about.
Right? My show. My show.
I know it's your show. Yeah, okay.
Quite a rude man.
Don't hang up on me, please.
I might do.
Please, mate. I haven't been offensive.
No, you've just been
really,
a knob.
I'm not even offended a worm or an ant on the street.
Okay. Can I tell you, Jeremy Corbyn's on the middle line, sitting on the fence.
My arse is so painful for sitting on the fence so much.
Just shut it, pal.
There we go. Saves me having to say it, right? Okay, can I tell you something I've noticed since giving up alcohol nearly 12 years ago?
Really? Is that how long it is?
Drunk people are really, really boring.
So I'll give you something interesting then.
I bet you don't. I bet you don't.
I will, actually.
I bet you won't.
All right. Do you want me to give you... I'm drunk, yeah?
Yes,
mate.
Do you
want me to give you something interesting?
I bet
right
you can't.
Now?
You can't. I'd like you to let's try, but I bet it'll be really dull because drunk people are dull.
It's probably a bit above all the people listening now.
Are you suggesting, Neil, that you're more intelligent than the rest of the listeners?
The information I'm about to give them is of a higher intellect, and they will understand
it. I'm so glad I don't drink.
All they'll understand is like Transformers match.
MP
refreshers bars.
Yes.
Oh, where's a 24-hour off licence?
You're such a rude man.
What's the taxi
you're
number?
You're such a rude man.
That's it.
Such a rude man.
I'm not rude.
You are quite rude, Neil.
All right. Do you want me to give you some intelligence?
I've been waiting for I've been waiting for that. And
okay.
I know I'm not going to get it.
Watch this. Oh, I'll give it here right now, yeah? Right now. Richard III was not buried at Bosworth Battlefield.
Like I said, drunk people are boring, man!
That is...
Boring, man!
And you know why Leicester have took hold of him? That is wrong as well. He's from York.
But
he's
this
Richard
is
of York.
This is the thing.
Yeah, but
this
it's wrong,
no, Neil.
It should be a big thing. This is a big thing, Doug.
Shut it, pal.
Right, that seems to work.
Who is that?
Right, in a second.
Is that
that MP? What's his name? Sadiq Khan.
Who's that?
Sadiq Khan.
Who, you?
No, Sadiq Khan.
Oh, God.
He wants to be the mayor of London.
Just shut it, pal. Did we get a word in Edgware here?
All right, then, bloody... What's his name? Oh, it sounds like... what's his name? Well, Big tune, that white man that thinks he's black on Radio 1.
What are you beefing on about? Are you real?
Can I talk to a real person, please?
Are you real?
No, I'm not gonna talk to edits. I have to talk to real people.
What are you beefing on about?
I'm going to cut you off because you're the most boring, rudest person I've spoken to in ages. Drunk people are so boring. He was just like, I imagine if you sewed him up, he'd also be incredibly rude and boring. But coupled with alcohol. I tell you what, 0844 499 1000.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
So, go and get it. Oh, no, son. So the police come bursting in, right? Who are you? What are you doing in that bed? What are you doing in that bed? 0844 499 1000 is... Ah, Kath, come here a second.
No.
Yeah. Come here. I can't talk to this guy.
Oh, no.
Come around. I can't talk to the guy.
I think I'm called Clarissa.
Yo, you might as well. You deal with him.
Come on.
You deal with him. You're good last night.
Here we go again. You're listening to Talk Radio. Give us a call on 0844 499 1000. Hello, line 2.
Hello, it's Noel Taylor, the inventor.
Oh, hello, Noel Taylor, the inventor. What have you invented?
It's just about Paradise Earth again.
Yeah, this is the one question... where you wanted us to donate our faeces to go towards building an alternative planet, is that right?
No, no, it's a planet Earth. It's this planet.
So what's the poo for?
It's for the deserts, to go into the deserts.
Of course, how silly of me. Go on, carry on, Noel.
Yeah. Yeah, Ian questioned how you can invent making people live for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Well, it's because there's no stress on Paradise Earth.
But it's part of this Earth. It's just made out of poo. That's quite stressful, no?
No, it isn't.
Go on, silly.
Yeah, thousands of years ago, people lived for hundreds of years. It's in the Bible.
Mm.
As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. And also in the Lord's Prayer, on earth as it is in heaven. Also, the recycling of poo that everybody will have to do is at the start of Paradise Earth only.
Right. Because then what will happen?
It's just to answer your question yesterday, you questioned about the recycling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you said there wouldn't be recycling, yeah. But then we started out recycling poo. So
yeah, but
there was a bit of recycling.
It's just at the beginning. It's right. Recycling.
And then what? How come we can stop?
After it's paradise in the deserts, I'll work on the west of the Earth, and people won't have to, because the poo will be in the sand. It's just for the deserts, so the rest of the world won't have to bother.
Right, I got you
so
now.
So they can just live as normal after that.
Right, that seems perfectly reasonable. So we're living
How
as...
How rude of Ian.
Oh. Why? Why do you think it's rude?
He doesn't want to speak to me.
I think he's... Do you know what I think it is?
What?
Doesn't understand.
Oh, right.
You're frightening him with your vision.
No, he's highly intelligent.
He's got a frightening vision. he's told me a secret about you, though. That you're not just an inventor, you're also a composer. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, Leon Roliath. Yeah, I've got three albums out.
Have you?
Barcode's Too High and Moving.
Barcode, and they're available via, iTunes or Tidal?
iTunes, Amazon, Spotify.
Oh, really?
All of those, Napster, and, you know, there's loads of them, isn't there? There's tons of them.
Wow.
And I'm bringing out a new album called Easy Life.
Right, and what's the inspiration behind that?
I've got a very easy life, and Paradise Earth is going to be an easy life. And
listen, it does not sound like an easy life. You've got a lot. I mean, the poo aside, you've got a lot of work to do. You're going to be getting rid of. I mean, this is what I recall from yesterday, and it was quite a complicated vision. So forgive me if I get this wrong. You want to eliminate time, is that right?
Yeah.
You want to stop people dying, so they're going to live for hundreds of years, like in the Bible, that true bit in the Bible about people living for hundreds of years. And also want to eliminate education and what else? Was it poverty?
Schools, there'll be no schools, but you'll have educational DVDs to tell you how to shear sheep and deliver cows and things like that.
Right.
Things that you'd need to know.
Well, this doesn't sound like an easy life. It sounds like quite a difficult, if, you know, probably rewarding, very rural life.
Everybody would be self-sufficient and, it'd be very easy.
All right.
Very easy life. No stress at all. Yeah. No work.
Have you got your...
As such.
Can I ask you a question? Have you got your organ handy now?
No, it got ruined.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember...
How did it get ruined?
I got a load of plaster onto it. Spilt a load of plaster onto it. A builder. Yeah, I remember going back from Ian Lee's show on the train, and I had my organ on a stand, and it was terrible trying to get it through the carriageway.
Well, could you not take the stand off while you were moving it about?
No, it's a joke. Organ on a stand, yeah. Bad joke.
So, the plaster, how are you going to crank out your new album? How are you going to drop some more hits when you've got a plaster-filled organ?
I use a professional producer now. called Matt Waddle.
And you can use his organ?
Records. He's got everything. He's got a Mini Moog and a lot. He's got the works.
Good. Don't take it on the train.
No, it's bad news. I can't stand trains. They're too stressful.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, if that my organ had come a cropper like that, I would keep off trains too. It's nice to talk to you, Noel.
Nice to speak to you.
You take care of yourself. Bye.
Bye.
Noel, the inventor there.
Is that all right?
Yeah, it's fine. I think he sounds... I mean, I think he's got a vision.
I just can't. Come on. Up it.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Okay, so... live to Virginia in the United States to talk to Melissa Kitto. Good evening, Melissa.
Hi there.
How are you doing? You're right.
Great, thanks.
Now, you run communicatewithangels.com.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, it's a site for people who are interested in learning to communicate with the angels or guides that are around all of us. And not everybody believes in that or has that kind of a conversation, but I think everybody can relate to the idea that we have inner guidance. We have hunches and sometimes ideas and inspirations that seem to come out of the blue. And so most of the time we're picking up these ideas and messages and maybe not paying attention or talking ourselves out of it. And so what we help people do is to pay attention to that and actually, you know, use those hunches, impressions, that more intuitive side of yourself in a practical way, and actually to have a two-way communication with your angels so you can use it to help you in your life.
See, I quite like the sound of the hunches and the intuition thing. I quite like, generally, if I look back on my life, when I've gone with my hunches or my gut feeling, I would say generally it's paid off better than when I've gone against my hunches and my gut feeling. But aren't, Melissa, aren't the hunches, and I'm enjoying saying the word hunches, I don't say it often enough, aren't they built up from kind of life experience, you know, that you get put into lots of different situations and that leads to an experience of life and the ability to make decisions. You're saying that it comes from actual angels.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it can come from both. And for sure, we have our own sensitivity and our own life experience. Like, one thing we talk about is you are the sum total of all of your experiences over this lifetime. That's really why you're here, is to learn and grow spiritually. But to enhance that even more, we actually have a team of angels or guides or helpers, whatever you want to call it doesn't really matter, that are helping us and guiding us along the way. And so sometimes, especially when it seems to come out of the blue and just pop into your head out of nowhere, that's not coming from you. It's actually coming from, you know, this higher source of wisdom, your personal team of angels.
How many angels do we have?
Well, everybody has a different number, and it depends on what you've come to do.
Yeah.
So some people just have one or two, and that's the person who's just come to work with things or ideas. A person that's come to work with people probably has three or more. You know, I've met a lot of people that have five, six, even seven.
Greedy.
Because you need more help when you've come to work with people. So everyone has the number of helpers that you need for, you know, your purpose in this life.
And what do they... Can you see them?
Well, usually you can't see them.
Can you see them, Melissa?
I have had some experiences in my life where I have seen them, yeah. And it's been just at random times in my life. And those times have been looking like just a bright ball of white light.
Oh, yeah.
But most of the time we don't see them physically, but you see it through your inner vision, you know, visions coming to you, the inner voice, inner feelings and inner knowings.
Is it like auras? Because I believe in auras.
Yes. Well, so each person, the real you is energy.
Yeah.
You are energy or light.
Thank you. Yep.
And so you can see that energy that we are, and that's what we call the aura.
Yeah.
I remember when I was at university, I would always see the lecturers, when they were sharing about something they were really passionate about, I would start seeing the aura, because they were always standing in front of a white board, a white background.
Sorry to interrupt. I've been arguing with my producer, Catherine, about this. She doesn't buy auras, OK? I do. And I used to see it when in assembly at school, when people were up on stage talking, I would see their auras.
Yes. And when you were younger, you were more relaxed and more tuned into this. As
exactly.
we get older, we sort of get more sceptical and talk ourselves out of it. Yeah.
I'm sceptical about angels, Melissa, but how would I go about contacting my angels and building up a relationship with them?
Well, the first step is to be relaxed. And so you can learn ways of just kind of being more relaxed and more tuned in and more connected. And a simple way to get started is just simply to ask, angels, give me one word. And you would just take a deep breath and relax and take note of the word that comes to you and just write it down. And then you can expand that to two words or a phrase. And so it's a really simple way. You know, you don't have to write a lot of stuff, but you're just getting a few words that is bringing a message coming in.
And how do you know? Stop, Catherine, please don't type rude things on my screen. How do you know it's angels? Because there are lots of people around the world in different religions and different kind of ethnicities and different backgrounds who, you know, they meditate to either get in contact with their God or their higher power, or to kind of clear the brain and access parts of the brain that we don't normally access. Why do you think that is angels?
Well, it's based on my experience. So when I was 12 years old is when I had the first experience of actually my angels talking to me. And I was very young and I didn't know if I even believed in the stuff. It was just something that my mum was encouraging me to do at the time. And I asked my angels a question and I got an answer in a way that I knew it wasn't me. So as far as, you know, can I prove if that's angels or God or anything else, I really can't. And in a way, I think it doesn't matter what you call it. I mean, angels has a very religious connotation for a lot of people. It comes from sort of a Catholic religion, that word. And really, you can call it anything you want to. But my experience over my lifetime has really gotten me to the point of just knowing that is the truth, that, you know, we can hear them. They've shown themselves to me from time to time. And just having so many experiences where it can't be denied, you know, that there is something else helping, whether you call it angels or anything else, I don't think it matters too much. But I think the key is that we're not alone. You know, we have help if we tap into it and pay attention.
All right, okay. Supposing I wanted to, like, sign up and become a full-on angel dude, how much would it cost me?
Well, I mean, there's different levels. I have an ebook that is $27, and that is a really great way to get started. It gives you a lot of tools and ways to receive messages.
Yeah.
And we actually receive messages through four different gifts: feeling, vision, intuition, and prophecy. And so you can learn ways to use all of those.
And if I wanted to go up to the next level? Do you get better angels the more money you pay?
No, I mean, you know, all of this stuff is just a service. And, you know, I also have an online course if you want to take the next step to go deeper. That is $97. But I just think of it as education. And obviously people can invest at the level
that they want to,
just like they would listen any other education.
Which is the course that's $697?
I think I have a course on there called 7 Steps to a Spirit-Guided Life.
Yeah.
And that is an online course that really goes deep, so they get a personal consultation with me.
Yeah.
I also give them some readings about their purpose, and then they get a full, like, video course and things like that. So.
And for the $700, how will that change my life? What benefits would I get once I completed that course?
Well, it's what I'm all about is, like, helping people to learn tools and techniques so that they can find their own answers for themselves. So I don't just give it all to you and do it for you. It's like empowering you to have the tools to, first of all, communicate directly with your own angel.
Yeah.
So the benefit of that is, hey, anytime you have a decision to make or you come to a challenge in your life, you can ask them very direct questions about, is the timing right for this? Is it in alignment for me at this time? Is it in my best interest? So you're getting that bigger picture. And then that course goes on to your spiritual purpose in life. So what that is and then what it means to you and how you can kind of overcome any blocks that are getting in the way, any fears, to fully embrace their purpose. Because I think a lot of people know that they have a purpose in life and a reason for being here, but they're not sure exactly what to do with it. And they're having these feelings like,
that I would
something
find
more
helpful.
To my life
yeah.
How to do it.
That I would find helpful, because at the moment, this is, you know, genuinely, I'm lost, man. I don't know, you know, I don't know where I'm supposed to be heading.
Yeah. It's, yeah, and the thing about it is, most people are taught to look outside of themselves for answers, like, what am I supposed to be doing for my job? What did my parents tell me I should do? What did my friends tell me? And so it's like, we're taught from a very young age to look outside, and really the answers lie within your own inner guidance.
It says on your website, you can help me earn more money.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's all part of it, too, is, you know, being materially successful is going to support you. So it's like, we don't have to deny, that's a common sort of misconception about spiritual things, is that money shouldn't come into it. But money is just a means to an end. It's how we support ourselves on planet Earth, and it's really just a game. So it's important to have a balance of all of those things, but not to say just because I'm spiritual I have to be poor as well.
No, and that's interesting. I'm glad you addressed that, because you're right, there are some people who think, well, spiritual, it should all be should be free. But hey, listen, you've got to put food on the table and pay the rent, haven't you?
Yes, exactly.
What do your friends and family think, Melissa? When you said to, I don't know your family setup, so excuse me if I'm saying something out of turn, but when you said to your parents, right, I'm going to teach people how to contact their angels, did your mum and dad go, oh, for crying out loud, Melissa, what are you on about? Or did they go, no, that sounds like a good career path?
Oh, that's so funny. No, actually, it was my mother that got me into it in the first place. So she does a lot of the same stuff as what I do. She doesn't do the online courses, but, you know, she was really my first mentor. My dad, no, wasn't. He's passed on, but he wasn't so much into the angels and intuition thing, but he was a spiritual person. And, you know, the thing my dad said to me was, I know that, and me and my sisters, I know that you'll always be successful. So he supported me in whatever I wanted to do, even if it wasn't, you know, something that he totally agreed with or resonated with. So I'm very lucky. Yeah. All my friends and family really get this conversation. And, you know, I don't really have people in my life that tell me I'm crazy. And a lot of my clients do. That's a really common thing they'll say, is everyone thinks I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I need to be around people that get this. Yeah.
Melissa, listen, if it works for you, then that, you know, that's great. The website is communicatewithangels.com. How does your day pan out? Do you have a full day of, you know, meditating and talking to angels and teaching other people, or do you do like normal stuff as well? Like watch, you know, Jeremy Kyle
no,
and stuff?
I do have a normal life. I have a 3-year-old.
Oh God, good luck with that. Oh yeah, I've got a 4-year-old. Good luck.
Yeah, exactly. Keeps me very busy.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that's the nice thing about these tools, is it's not going to take all day long. It's very simple. It's going to take just a couple minutes. Because we're all busy and we have a lot going on, but when you can bring these, you know, simple tools into your life, it's just going to enhance it even more. You know who you are, what you're here to do, and, you know, and feel like you're just tapped into some guidance and help.
Melissa, it's really nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. There we go, Melissa Kitter. communicatewithangels.com. Well, she was delightful, wasn't she? And before you start judging her and what she does, just compare her and her attitude with the attitude of Neil, who's phoned up twice completely drunk. I know who I'd rather spend more time with.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
And like that. See, told you. You've been listening to the Ian Lee podcast. Guys, here's a thing. I'll tell you what you could do. Someone tweeted me a picture of, you know, you get recommendations. If you download something like a podcast, it'll say, like that, you'll like this. Similar. What's the word? Similar?
Okay.
So someone downloaded this, and they got recommended by iTunes, similar. I did the inverted commas the wrong way around.
The speech bunnies.
Yeah. Similar.
What?
Hong Kong.
What?
Hong Kong. So why don't you send me an email, ian@ianlee.com, and let me know what podcasts have been recommended as similar to you because you've been listening to this. You can listen live Mondays to Fridays, 10 till 1, talkradio.co.uk, or go on periscope.tv/ianlee. Up yours!
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.